Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And we go live now to Mayor-elect Bill de Blasio. We'll see who he's about to appoint.
And we want a government that will be effective, that will make sure services are provided to every New Yorker in a fair and efficient manner. We want a government that looks like New York City. And that's what we start today to create. By the way, the values I've talked about are inherent in what has made this city such a great city, such a leader in the country, in the world. We want a government that represents the best of New York City and what New York City has always been about. With that framing, I'm going to introduce someone who I believe represents those values stunningly well, has extraordinary experience and extraordinary track record. And someone I've known a long time and have known for a long time, I shared values with and shared a common commitment to public service with. I'm proud to announce the appointment of Tony Shores as first deputy mayor for the city of New York. Tony is a leader of great character, great integrity, and great accomplishment. I am absolutely confident in his ability to deliver on the core agenda that I've developed over this last year, the unprecedented increase in early childhood education and after school that we're planning, the 200,000 units of affordable housing over the next 10 years, the reforms in police community relations, and the bringing together of police and community to keep this city safe, and obviously and fundamentally creating a balanced budget and addressing the open labor contracts that will be central to all we intend to do. Tony is a veteran of public service. I have literally not met anyone. I've been in public service a long time. I've been in city government. I've been in federal government. I've worked in the executive branch in different capacities. I don't think I know anyone who has this range of experience and achievement and who will be able to work with all elements of the government seamlessly because he has done such an extraordinary range of work within the city government in particular, but also other areas of government, and someone who fundamentally understands the need to streamline and make efficient government operations and to balance the budget, because so much of his work has revolved around those needs, and he's done it so effectively. You know, all of us who care about this city look back to the stunning achievement of the Koch years, the creation of an unprecedented program to create affordable housing, rising out of the ashes of the fiscal crisis and the decay that afflicted much of the city, most obviously, classically, the South Bronx. One of the central architects of the Koch administration's affordable housing program was Tony Shores. And I think if you think about government in our generation, that's one of the great achievements of city government, and Tony was central to that achievement. When he served as finance commissioner of the city of New York, he helped to fight effectively tax fraud in ways that had never been done before, and he looked out for the taxpayers' interests. He played a crucial role in balancing budgets and helping to modernize and improve our budgeting process. When he served as deputy chancellor for operations at the Department of Education, he was central to the department's efforts after 9/11 to deal with the aftermath of that tragedy and how it affected our schools and our children and our teachers. He also was a key figure in bringing justice for New York City and Albany, the campaign for fiscal equity case, and making sure that the outcome finally favored the rights of New York City and our children. He did something that I think is amazing and exemplifies his values in working to make sure that some of the least well-paid workers in this city, some of the classic working poor in our city, home health care workers, finally got a path to permanent health insurance that had evaded them previously. And as the executive director of the Port Authority, he worked to streamline that agency to improve and make more efficient and transparent the procurement process and to help move forward the World Trade Center redevelopment after the tragedy of 9/11. And currently, the work that he is just completing now at NYU Langone Medical Center as the senior, I'm sure I got all the titles right, senior vice president, vice dean, and chief of staff? Wow, you were busy. Tony not only has been responsible for the growth and development operations of that extraordinary institution, but he was one of the key figures in getting that institution back up and running after Sandy hit and doing it in record time. I don't need to go on anymore to say this is an extraordinary public servant. And when it comes to the role of first deputy mayor, I wanted, first of all, I want to be clear with this, I wanted to reconceptualize how we approach the role of deputy mayors and the core of our administration. I wanted specifically to have a first deputy mayor. And I want to say to all of you today as my witnesses, the term is first deputy mayor, which means very clearly, this will be the person I turn to run the day-to-day operations of government. This will be the person who will have my imprimatur to help make sure that our agenda is implemented each and every day in the government. There will, of course, be other key figures who will report directly to me and will be in constant communication with the first deputy mayor. But there should be no question that Tony Shores will be the leader of our administration and the operations of our administration. I am confident in his ability to do it, and I'm also confident that this is someone who, if you want to think about the concept of hitting the ground running, this is a guy who does not need any warm-up pitches. He has done all of the requisite work that will allow him to immediately take over the reins and do so effectively. We want a clear, streamlined city government. We want clear lines of authority, clear lines of accountability. I want to make sure everyone knows what their position is, who they relate to, and how the pyramid works. And Tony, I am convinced, will run that process effectively, will be a natural leader of our team because of his extraordinary experience and accomplishment, and will help bring the kind of accountability I believe in to make sure government is serving effectively the people of New York City. With that, I welcome the new first deputy mayor of New York City, Tony Shores.
Wow. Well, thank you for all that. And I do have a few words of thanks before I mention what's on our mind going forward. First, obviously, my thanks are to the mayor-elect. Partly for the confidence he's shown in me, which is an amazing thing, and because all I ever guaranteed him was a lot of effort and a few mistakes. I'm sure I'll live up to both. But most of all, because he has...
I want you to step on that.
You want me to step on that?
I'm going to give you your
that.
First instruction. There.
You know, I always looked up to him. But anyway.
You're going to look even more beautiful for the cameras.
Yes, thank you. All right, now they can
Bill
see
de Blasio telling a very short Anthony Shores to step up on a platform.
Most of all, because I do think Bill brings an extraordinary vision of a progressive and a fairer and a more just New York City, and that's one I have shared my whole life in my work in the government, in my teaching, in my research, in my nonprofit work. It's always been around that same agenda, and so I want to thank him for that more than for anything else. I want to thank my wife, Maria, who played a bigger role in this, actually, than she would ever like to admit. Who has been my guide and my inspiration and my love for the last 20 years. So I want to thank her. I want to thank my son, Michael, who's not here today, who is a true walker in the city, for those of you who know that phrase, who's getting a huge...
All right, live coverage of Mayor-elect Bill de Blasio announcing Anthony Shores as first deputy mayor, and you heard the description of the importance of that role. Tom Robbins, longtime Village Voice columnist, Daily News columnist, teacher now at the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism, followed city politics for many administrations, joining us for some analysis. Tom, do you know Tony Shores?
I do.
Are you surprised by this pick?
I'm surprised that he gave up this wonderful perch that he has had at NYU Langone Hospital, where I know that he was very well paid and did a great job, I think, including in the post-Sandy work there. And when his name first surfaced, I checked in and got a laugh. So I guess the laugh's on me because now he's took the job.
So de Blasio talked a lot in introducing him in terms of values, setting up the announcement and introducing Shores. So one thing to say is that we are moving from a pragmatism-based mayor to a values-based mayor, would you say?
Yeah, I think that's really key in terms of disappointment. You know, and one of the things that, I mean, Tony Shores worked in the Koch administration. He was director of finance. And in an administration in the embattled third term, you know, he was one of the few guys who actually tried to keep the administration on focus and on keel and aiming to deliver services to those who needed it the most. And it always amazed me that the Dinkins administration did not pick him up and give him a top job under David Dinkins. But he went on to work in healthcare, where he did some remarkable things, some of which Bill de Blasio just noted in his introductory.
De Blasio referred to the open labor contracts as central to what they plan to do. And I don't think I've heard it placed on that pedestal as central before. He also praised Shores as someone who knows how to streamline government. So on that second point, is that a signal to anyone about anything? Because we think of de Blasio as somebody who wants an expansive government as much as possible to try to do good. And yet in praising his first deputy mayor selection, he said he knows how to streamline government.
Yeah, I think you're picking up on something important there. It is trying to send a message that even though, as he said during the campaign, that he felt that workers do deserve to be adequately reimbursed for their work, that there was a lot of things that could be done to streamline what was going on in city agencies. And that's exactly what Tony Shores helped do when he was running finance.
And we're also getting an announcement today, though it hasn't been made yet, of Emma Wolf as chief of staff. Do you know her?
I don't know her. I watched her from afar run this campaign. She's apparently a workhorse and a terrific organizer, and people I know well speak really highly of her. And she's clearly a key de Blasio loyalist and aide, and so he's going to have someone close to him that he can trust, kind of like the way Bill Lynch was to David Dinkins, I think, or the way Rudy Giuliani kept some of his people from the Southern District close to him when he was mayor.
By the way, I'm told that in reference to the description that I gave before of Tony Shores being asked to step up on a platform, that de Blasio also had an extra tall podium that he was on. Talk about close to Newcastle. So maybe Tony Shores is not quite as much shorter than de Blasio.
Yeah,
as
I don't
it
think
looked.
He's very short. My guess, he's a little bit shorter than me, and I'm no giant. He's probably about 5'7 or 5'6, something
right.
like that. But we're all short next to the mayor.
So, from the file labeled an administration that looks like New York, should people be concerned that Bill de Blasio, white male, appointed Tony Shores, white male, to be his deputy to everything, first deputy for everything?
No, absolutely not. I mean, I think that the message is that he got a guy who was not out of his own political wing of the Democratic Party. He didn't choose someone who was anyone's crony. He chose an independent guy. I mean, don't forget, when Tony Shores was Port Authority, running Port Authority, he got into some fights with some major political figures in New York, some of whom expected him to immediately kowtow to their demands. And when he said no, Shores paid the penalty for it and was ousted as running the Port Authority there. So, no, I think the message is I've got a very competent and independent, sharp-eyed guy who's going to be my main person to run this government.
And the other announcement that we're getting, these are the three. Some people anticipated police commissioner today, but apparently not. And in our last 30 seconds, Tom, they're announcing Shores' own chief of staff, Dominic Williams. Do you know him?
I don't. I don't know Dominic. I know that he is from de Blasio's kitchen cabinet. He's always been around there, so I don't really know much about him.
And we do know that he is African-American, so there's the first minority appointment.
I can give you a news break if you want.
We got 15 seconds. Go for
well,
it.
Well, when Tony Shores said that my wife, Maria, played a bigger role here than she'd like to admit, I worked with Maria Lorino at the Village Voice, and I believe that when she worked for the Dinkins administration, she hired a woman named Shirlane McKay.
So the two are going to hang out. We're going to see a lot of double dating in the de Blasio administration. Tom Robbins from Village Voice, CUNY Grad School of Journalism. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.